It's the end of the show, so it's time for our update with City Hall. On the line now with us is City Manager Rory Watt. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be on. Thanks for putting a little bit of time for me.
Absolutely. It's nice to have you here. I know things are really busy down at City Hall. I know we have a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast here on KTOO.org. What else is on your radar right now?
So certainly a lot of coronavirus in all its detail, per normal. But before I get going, I want to give a plug for the census. If you haven't done the census yet, I think it's my 2020 census or something like that. So please go online and get counted so that we have the right population, and then we get all the trickle-down effects of all kinds of good funding things. So there's my census plug. And I guess we did not have any new cases today, so we're at 14. And we're about to start counting a new category. That's recovered people. So we've had 14 cases so far, but several of them, I don't have the exact number right now, are classified as in recovery. And then another new category that the public health officials are counting are PUIs, persons under investigation. I think we've got 20 to 30 of those. So it continues to be a data-intensive study of coronavirus in real time. So a lot going on at the Assembly with regard to the economics. They were working on the rental assistance idea on Thursday night, and they'll continue that tonight. And really the question is whether they should prioritize some scarce municipal resources into that program, or if there are other ways that they should prioritize local funding. And I would say that it's very likely, I think she's got the details worked out, but the mayor is working on a economic stabilization team that will advise the Assembly. So she's I think, going to roll out that concept tonight so that the Assembly can get input on what measures it should be taking to stabilize the economy. And, of course, that closely follows the state approach where the governor has formed an economic stabilization team as well.
Okay.
We've got something non-coronavirus that's kind of fun today. We have a new employee that started work, and that is our new engineering and public works director, who up until about a week ago was the Homer city manager 2 weeks ago. So Katie Kester has joined us, and she'll be becoming a new department director, meeting people virtually. So it's probably a little bit of one of the stranger job transitions that you might see. So a new part of our senior management team coming on board.
Okay. We'll look forward to meeting her at some point. Going back, you mentioned that you're going to start counting recovered cases. Have you had a chance to count any numbers of those so far?
I don't have the exact number, but I think there's several. So we probably will try and get you that exact number tomorrow. So I think as our case absolute total of coronavirus cases increases, it will only go up. Maybe that we'll start focusing on the active number of cases in the community.
Yeah, I was thinking. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's a milestone when you can start to count a new number like that. We're no longer only entering the counts. We're also losing them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping to get a person who has recovered on the show this week so we can talk about what that experience was like for them. So looking forward to watching those numbers of recovered cases grow. Thinking about tonight, I know rental assistance is a big issue in the city right now at tonight's assembly meeting. How is the best way for people to testify right now?
So if you go online, we're doing telephonic public participation. So the normal juno.org and go to the assembly meeting notice. And the first order of business is how you participate telephonically. So you can start on the web, and we're still using the Legislative Information Office's call-in system, so call-in testimony.
Got it. Any tips for people doing that? Is it easy, difficult? Is there an etiquette?
It's pretty easy. So you call in, and you get to tell, you know, you go through the system and you can sit there in queue and you can just call in and listen through the phone if that's your choice, or of course listening on K2, since you guys are kind enough to broadcast many of our meetings tonight, that's another choice. And if you wish to testify when your turn comes, you'll get called on and given your 2 minutes or 3 minutes or however much time the mayor is able to allocate.
Got it. Anything else on the agenda that you know of for tonight?
I think the agenda is pretty straightforward. It should be a fairly quick meeting. I would anticipate that, you know, we talked about cloth face coverings on Friday, and, you know, Dr. Zink put out the health advisory on that. It seems like people are getting more comfortable with that idea. I went to the grocery store over the weekend. I saw a lot of people with their cloth face coverings. So, you know, society is changing, and I'm seeing good voluntary activity in the community.
Yeah, so remind me of that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the CDC, and now at a state level, it's been recommended that we, when we go to a public place like a grocery market where sometimes social distancing is really hard, that we're supposed to wear a cloth mask. At a city level, have we done anything about that yet?
We have not done anything about that at a city level, so we've been pretty quick to support Dr. Zink and the governor and the recommendations, and you can kind of see these coming. So first it was a CDC, first there was news that the CDC was studying it, and then CDC made recommendation about cloth face coverings, and then Dr. Zink made a alert, so not required, but it's an alert, where it's highly recommended, and usually the city follows right in line. So I think you can see the general trend, and the way that the CDC and the state have said is that if you are, you know, if it's highly recommended for all Alaskans to wear a cloth face covering in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, for example, grocery stores and pharmacies. So I think everybody recognizes it's a little tough in a grocery store. I mean, they're not made with 15-foot aisles. At 6 foot, it's a little bit difficult. And so that's another way that you can do your part.
All right. How about you, City Manager Watt? Do you have some outfit matching face masks yet?
I don't think I can claim that they match. I will admit that one thing that I'm not very fond of is cats, and it's been threatened that I'm going to get a cat cloth face covering. So I will be in good humor if that really happens.
All right, City Manager Watt, we really appreciate your time here on Juneau Afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, but I will plug that taking care of yourself is taking care of our community.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.